English Across the Pond.
Hello, hello, hello. If you're celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is the last episode of 2018. Welcome aboard. You are listening to English Across the Pond, a weekly podcast for English language learners. Hello, my name is Dan. I'm one half of this podcast and I'm from England.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. I'm the other half, and I'm from the United States.
Join us every Friday for natural conversation from two English language teachers. Tons of vocabulary, tons of fun, a great way to improve your English skills. We also have a membership as well. You can sign up and become a member and get a PDF study plan directly into your inbox every Thursday. It appears like magic. We make it, Jennifer and I make it, we put it together, and there's a weekly goal, transcripts, there's all the vocabulary from the episode with definitions, there is writing practice with feedback from me or Jennifer, there is speaking practice with feedback from Jennifer or me. And one thing, just one thing I'm going to focus on, just tell you a little bit about, is there are comprehension questions. There are 10 questions every week based on the transcript. So, of course, you can listen along and try to listen for the answers. They're in chronological order. The questions are in the right order for this podcast. So as you listen along, you can find the answers. Or, of course, you have the transcript so you can find the answers as you listen and read along. Of course, the answers are at the bottom of the study plan. So don't worry, you will not spend the rest of your life wondering what the answer is. All of the answers to all of the questions are in the study plan as well. Become a member. Get ready for the new year. Make a big change. Start something new. Become a member in 2019. If you'd like to know more, englishacrossthepond.com/gold. englishacrossthepond.com/GOLD. Jennifer, we're talking about new beginnings.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Did you have a nice time with the familia?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Quite quiet. We like it nice and quiet. We've got a little tree. We had a little Christmas dinner. We don't go gung-ho.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Yeah, it's no, kind of low-key.
Yeah. New year?
New beginnings. Now, if anybody out there is thinking of sort of starting something new, trying something different, maybe taking their English more seriously, one problem that people can have, of course, is time. We're busy already. We're all busy.
Yeah, we are.
What advice? Is there any idea? What could we do? What could somebody do if they haven't got any time?
Make time.
Exactly, that's the right answer. But how do we do ding, that? Ding, ding. Is that possible? Or, you know, how? That's a very easy thing to say.
Yes, it's a very easy thing to say. Mm. It's a very hard thing to do, but it is 110% possible. Mm. It just takes a lot. You have to be willing to get creative. You have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to stop making excuses. Mm. Sorry for being so intense about it. Mm. And you have to put in some work and put in some effort. So it's kind of the idea. If you say you never have enough time, you're never going to have enough time.
Yeah,
that's simple.
I was reading earlier. It said, if, dear listener, if, you know, you're listening now, think of your hero, you know, someone you respect and admire, a member of your family, somebody famous. They have the same amount. they have the same amount of hours in their day as you have in your day. Nobody gets extra. So how come some people that we love and respect so much create, think how they've written another book? Maybe they just, make more of an effort. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a possibility with time is, of course, dropping something that's just not working out for you. Losing some bad habit, something that you don't want to do anymore, that's not working for you. Stop doing something.
Yeah. Mm. So I would definitely say kind of evaluate your day or your week and then try to get creative. Can you wake up 15 minutes earlier?
Yeah.
Can you go to bed 30 minutes earlier to allow yourself to wake up 45 minutes earlier? Something like that. Can you multitask? Is there two things you can be doing at once? You really, really want to listen to this episode, but you don't have a lot of time to study. So you can listen to the episode while you're cleaning or while you're driving or while you're doing something. And then you can just sit down and do the exercises later. So instead of having to sit down and listen to the whole episode and then do the exercise, multitasking, kind of combining things. Yeah.
I'm number crunching. Right. If this is worth it. Let's say somebody wants to draw or paint or do something like that. If you get up 15 minutes earlier every day, so 15 times 300 and... Oh, no, that's wrong. There's not 600 days in a year. Just a minute. 15 multiplied by 36, thank you, is 5,475. Divide that by 60, 90 hours.
Wow. 15 minutes early a day gives you 90 hours in a year.
That's the end of this episode.
Divide that by 52.
Oh, hold on. What will that do?
90 hours divided by 52, which is?
1.75.
So it's giving you, I know I could have just done 15 times, that's 7, okay. But going backwards. So an hour and almost 2 hours, a little less than 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
So what could you do with 2 extra hours a week? You could do a hobby.
Yeah.
You could study.
Yeah.
You could take up so that's. Perspective, I think, is huge.
What if
you think, 15 minutes, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
But almost 2 hours a week, that's something.
Well, there's some crazy statistics as well about if you read for 15 hours, you read like 14 books, on average, the average number of pages in a book, or, you read, it's crazy as well. It's another crazy statistic. What if somebody out there is thinking, I want to do something new, but I don't even know what it is that I want to do. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do something new. Any ideas?
Well, that's kind of really vague. I think you got to kind of figure out something. Like, do you want to do something active?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to add in something that's going to make, that's going to add to your life intellectually? Do you want to add more beauty to your life? I think you kind of have to decide something that you want.
Brain dump.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good one.
Mm.
Brain dumping is really good.
So brain dump, we've talked about them before, but the idea is you get a piece of paper and you just write down every single thing that you could possibly or maybe even impossibly do. Anything that comes into your head for, say, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Get all the ideas out. What things you love, maybe the things you don't like, absolutely every single thing out of your head. And then you can start to cross things off and circle things and maybe start to connect things together and think, oh, I know, I'm going to become a blacksmith or something like that.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you, because I have actually got something a bit new that I'm trying like next year.
Well, we did, this is kind of related, but it popped in my head.
Yeah.
Like our New Year's resolutions from our last New Year's episode and things we wanted to try to do. You were like walking in nature. Mine was more meditation. Is there something different from that you want to do?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me.
Well, it's actually, this sounds a bit odd. I want to do not something new. I want to do something old. When I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I played bass guitar a lot, and I've just bought a new bass guitar. I've got three now, and I'm going to try to play guitar for maybe, I'm thinking 10 or 15 minutes a day, something like that.
Do it. Wake up 15 minutes earlier, and you'll be doing that almost 2 hours a week, my friend.
Well,
that's really cool.
Come maybe March, we'll have an episode called Dan Plays Guitar, and there's no talking.
Nice. I cannot wait for that episode.
It's just me going, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I don't know how to play that.
Just cool. Noodling. Well,
My son is obsessed with the drums. My husband has been a drummer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So let's take this up a notch. Mm. And the episode is going to be
a gig.
Bands or something. Yeah. And then we're going to record you playing the guitar. And then my husband or my son will be here playing the drums.
Amazing.
I'll be on vocals.
Yeah. My daughter's a dab hand with maracas.
Maracas.
Yeah, maracas.
Maracas.
Yeah, what do you call them? Yeah, yeah.
Maraca. Maracas.
Just maracas for us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about you? Have you got anything, like any irons in the fire? Is there something you're going to not, you, no?
Oh my gosh, I have so much stuff coming up.
Oh.
As you know, I have definitely, and more so in the last like few months, have definitely met my meditation quota of me wanting to do like more meditation and more mindfulness. I'm doing a lot more yoga. I don't think we've mentioned this in any episodes or anything, but Jennifer here is doing quite a bit of certifications this year.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
I have, I've got yoga under my belt. I am now a certified teacher.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
So thank you so much. Let me know when you want to do an online yoga session, Dan. I will lead you into flexibility and mindfulness.
I'm loving it.
And some positive psychology stuff as well. So I just can't wait to implement these two new trainings into my daily life.
Yeah, nice one.
Woo! So those are what's it for me. Those are like the big focuses. You know what I do want? It's been on my agenda for a lot. I want to read more.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been making an effort and it happens, but it's that whole idea of like, oh God, I'm so tired. I want to just like sit in my bed and like scroll mindlessly through Instagram or something. Yeah. I'm going to open up the book by my bed and read. I'm definitely going to add more audiobooks in so I can get more like listening done. So yeah.
I bought a book at the weekend. I have it in front of me. It's called The Outrun by Amy Liptrot. It's about a woman who lives in very remote islands off the top of Scotland. And as I bought the book, I said to my daughter, we were in the bookshop, and I said, I'm going to buy another book that I'm not going to read. I almost know for a fact. But having said that, I've read about like 50, 60 pages of it. It's quite good, actually.
Yeah,
it's nice nature, and then it's about nature and mental health. Nice combo.
Yeah, nice.
So, I've got here a kind of little list of what people can do if they want to start something new. It's actually a really good list, but it's from a DIY site, like a sort of painting and decorating, crafting sort of site. But it's a really good list. And so number one is kind of like deciding what you want to do, which we talked about, you know, getting all the ideas out. And number two, it says break it down into very small steps. Why is that important, do you think? What's the good thing about doing that?
Doing small steps.
Yeah.
More likely to stick.
Yeah.
You're less likely to feel overwhelmed. So if it's too big of steps, it might feel too overwhelming to even start.
Yeah.
Or it might just feel too overwhelming to continue. So making those small steps to create that change to be consistent.
Yeah. And then I think it becomes momentum becomes possible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And momentum, of course, is, you know, it's very hard to start pushing the big ball. But once the big ball is moving, it's easier to keep it going. Another one is don't obsess about timing. We actually mentioned this at the end of our last episode about chocolate, when we were saying, I'm going to not give up chocolate now. I'm going to give up chocolate next Monday. And, you know, the time is never right. You know, there's never a right time. And I think I used to be like this. It's interesting looking back. I think that years ago, I don't know how many years ago, I've got quite a lot of years ago, that I used to be sort of, well, not now. And I'm much, much better now. It just sort of like, well, I'm just going to go and do it. It'll probably be not very good, but I'm going to go and do it. I'm good at that now. Much better at that. Are you okay with that?
Well, so what what's your recommendation for that?
Well, I think that it's just, I think it's like a mind shift. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a bit older, or maybe it's because I procrastinated and delayed and didn't do things so much that I got so frustrated. But now, for example, with the guitar, I was just like, actually, I do. Having said that, I did look on eBay for quite a long time, but I just got one. I just got one, and I bought an amp, and I've got one now, and that's it. And other things as well, you know, going for walks and having a Fitbit thing, and, you know, doing things. I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
I think you mentioned the perspective thing.
Mm, yeah.
Like just change the way you look at things.
Yeah.
And the things you look at change.
Ooh. Yeah, pretty deep.
Write that in your book of quotes.
Now that's going to be the title of my book of quotes. Another thing on the list of, you know, how to do something new, which I thought was interesting, it just says talk about it. How do you think that might help if someone's trying something new and they have a little go and then they go away and have a chat about that? How is that going to be helpful?
I think it adds two things immediately came to mind. Mm. Excitement.
Oh yeah.
To do it.
Yeah.
Because like you talk about it, and then if it's something that someone's like, oh really, that's so cool, or like,
yeah,
oh yeah, I do that too, or it's gonna kind of just like build excitement around it. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing I thought of was accountability.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you talk about it to somebody, and then the next week someone says, oh hey, how about that thing that you're doing?
Yeah.
And so you might have the idea of like, oh, I told so-and-so about that. I'm going to see them for coffee tomorrow. They might ask about it. So let me just get a little done.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm sure we can all relate to that sort of, oh, how's the running going? And you go, oh, I am.
I haven't run in 7 weeks.
And it makes you think.
Oh, it's really good.
And it makes you think, wow, when I told them about running 7 weeks ago, I must have been really enthusiastic, because they are now going, how's the running? and you go, yeah.
Good. I've been waiting on new shoes.
It's fine. Yeah. And also, I think another thing with talking about it can be when you talk through something with someone, you think, I'm going to do... You have new ideas because you get a new perspective as you talk things out. So it's good to talk about it, isn't it?
100%, yeah.
Obviously, not all the time.
No.
No one wants to be a bore.
Yeah.
And the last one, which I'm going to throw over to you, is don't get stuck on perfection.
Don't get stuck on affection.
Perfection.
Oh, perfection. God, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, huh?
I wondered why you were saying it so slowly.
Well, you know you're talking to somebody who has definitely been battling perfectionism.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the quote that I heard, because I want to impress you, and I know you love quotes.
You impress me anyway.
I don't quite remember what it is. But it's something like, if you wait for something to be perfect, it'll never get done.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you wait for something to be perfect, like, you'll never see it or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of, what is perfect? Something that's perfect for me is not perfect for you. It's not perfect to somebody else. So this idea of perfection doesn't exist. So it was, don't wait for perfection, right?
don't get stuck on perfection. Oh,
don't get stuck on perfection. So yes, to get stuck on something is that idea of like dwelling on it, obsessing about it, not moving forward because it's not perfect, waiting until it is perfect. So yeah, just do it, get it done. Nothing's going to be perfect. And you're going to like get the practice as well. You know, like the more you do it, you get the practice. So yeah.
I think there's also, I agree wholeheartedly with your sentiments, but also I think that maybe if we think now of some of the, let's say, art, you know, pictures, we can all think of classic great art pictures, Monet and Picasso, for example. I bet when they started some of their pictures, you know, the beginning of that picture that you love, they were like, God, this is awful. This is just going nowhere. But it became over time. So just because something doesn't start off as perfect doesn't mean it won't become perfect. Of course, the word perfect is a very strange word because, as you said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And what's perfect for you isn't perfect for me. But just because something starts off not great doesn't mean it won't be great when you've finished. Woo-woo!
Nice! Boom!
Yeah.
Episode ends.
Yeah, all you listeners out there, if you're celebrating New Year, Happy New Year to you. All the best for 2019. And we've given you lots of great advice about starting something new and how to stick at it. Of course, you know, if it's English, we are here to help. As we said at the top of the show, englishacrossthepond.com/gold. We can help you achieve your 2019 English language goals.
Nice. And then something to think about to engage with us in this episode. What are you working on in the new year? What new beginnings are in store for you?
My guitar is just out of reach. I'm going to press stop on the record button and get playing.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Have so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go figure out what new beginning I'm going to start.
Yeah, nice one.
And maybe I'll share it next week.
Woohoo!
Okay. Have a fabulous week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next year.
See you next year. Oh, gosh, it feels so weird to say. See you next year.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Welcome back. This is The Language Focus. And to start with, I'm going to read two sentences and I want you to think about whether they have the same meaning or a different meaning. Are you ready? Sentence number one. Your English class starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Sentence number two. Your English class begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So the difference there, of course, is start and begin. Sentence one, your English class starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And sentence two, your English class begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Are those two sentences the same or different? Place your bets. The answer is they are the same. The verbs start and begin are usually synonyms. They're usually interchangeable. It doesn't matter which one you use. So another example would be, she started working for the company 2 years ago and she began working for the company 2 years ago. They are the same. However, there are little differences, and that's what we're going to concentrate on in the language focus. So first of all, start is used for machines. So we don't begin the car in the morning, of course. We start the car. Also the washing machine, anything electrical. So please, could you start the washing machine? So we use start for machines. We also, nearly always, I think, use start in activities and sports. So in athletics, it's called the start line, where everybody starts the race. So usually we think about starting the race or starting the football match. There's more action involved with the verb to start. So, start is used for action for machines. Think of things beginning quickly, and that's start. Begin is more formal. So, if you're in a meeting and you say, okay, let's start the meeting, or okay, let's begin the meeting, or okay, let's begin the meeting. Begin has this, it sounds a little bit more serious and a little bit more formal. So maybe an important boss or someone who has a lot of respect would say, okay, you know, it's time for us to begin. And it sounds more serious if you say, let's begin. Whereas start just sounds like, oh, you know, it's 9 o'clock, so we should maybe make a start. So begin has more formality to it. Whereas, as I said, start is used more for things that involve action, like machines in sports and activities, things like that. This will be explained, all written out carefully by my good self in the language focus, along with some practice activities as well. So, if you'd like a chance to practice the differences between begin and start, become a member today. Thanks very much. See you next week. Bye, 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 bye.